Business news now with one of those frightening people who talks about quantitative easing. No, on second thoughts with a stand-up comic. Please welcome Andy Parsons.
So, Mitt Romney is edging towards the Republican nomination in America, having won the primaries in Arizona and Michigan. This is a man who, in fact, lost to John McCain for the nomination in the year 2008, John McCain himself having lost out in the year 2000 to George W. Bush. How sad are the Republicans? The best person they can find is somebody who wasn't quite as good as the bloke who wasn't quite as good as George W. Bush. Mitt Romney is worth millions and millions from private equity. This in a week when the HSBC boss forfeited $1.3 million as a gesture of remorse, but then quite happily accepted a further $6 million. There seems only so much remorse a banker can in fact have. The Treasury is getting tough, though. It's told Barclays Bank this week to pay £500 million it's avoided in tax. There seems to be a fine line between tax evasion and tax avoidance and tax efficiency. Next time you're accused of not clearing up after a meal, follow the banks and say, no, no, I was merely being washing up efficient. It is part of a kitchen solution for managing leftover expectations. The thing is, we didn't like bankers even before the financial crisis, because most people do not have positive experiences with their banks. For example, this week I was trying to pay a tax bill by debit card online, and there was a problem, and I was instructed to phone the bank. So this lady then tells me that it would not be possible to pay my tax bill by debit card because it is over my limit. I point out it's a debit card, so my limit is the amount I have in my account. And she says, right, and I say, you can see I have that amount in my account. And she tells me, Mr. Parsons, there are limits in place for debit cards to prevent fraud. I point out that she knows it isn't fraud because we've just spent 5 minutes verifying that I am, in fact, me, and she has just called me Mr. Parsons. Also, in the history of crime, has there ever been a thief who was famous for defrauding somebody by paying their tax bill for them? She said she was sorry, but that I would have to pay in instalments. So I said, oh, so you're happy to be defrauded, but just over a period of days. So she went back to parroting, there are limits in place to prevent fraud. I said, but this isn't fraud. You know it's me. Not only have I got right all the questions in front of you, I can get right questions you haven't even thought of. Not only can I do my mother's maiden name, I can do my grandmother's maiden name and all my cousins as well. And she said, I should warn you, all our phone calls are recorded for training purposes. And I said, well, I don't think they'll be using this one, because if they do, they'll learn sod all. Now, this was too much for her. She said, I'll get my supervisor to call you back. So later that day, I got a call back. I said, hello. And this bloke says, hello. Now, I'm just going to have to ask you some security details to check who you are. And I said, but you phoned me up. I should be the one asking you some security details. Surely you already have quite a strong security detail about me, in that you phoned my home number and I was expecting your call. Who do you think I am? A burglar who's just waiting in the house on the half chance a bank might phone up and give some security details for free? Because, of course, all burglars would answer the phone. You've broken into a house, the phone rings. Oh, you're not going to let it go to answer phone whilst you stuff jewellery into your pocket. No, you'll pick it up and start trying to impersonate the homeowner, regardless of the fact you haven't got a clue who the homeowner is or who might be on the end of the phone. He said, I'm sorry. Is there anything else I can help you with? I said, given your past form, that seems unlikely. But please keep talking. I have a feeling I may be able to get a routine out of this. He said, I recognise your voice. Are you that comedian bloke? I said, I'm sorry, I can't confirm that at this stage.